This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now we're into the second hour, and I started the first hour, and I'm going to start it the same way, and I'll do it the next couple hours. So I apologize ahead of time, but as a UMass Amherst alumni, my father was a UMass Amherst alumni. The hockey team last night won the national championship. So pretty pumped. I got to enjoy watching that. I know my father would have been excited for it. He wasn't, you know, too much of a hockey guy, but at the same time, anything that was UMass, he loved. So pretty cool stuff. Wish you could have been there to enjoy it with, but still pretty awesome stuff as it is. So you're going to hear it a lot from me. I apologize. You know, that's my thing. That's what I love. My father loved football, and my brother loved baseball. I'm the hockey guy, so I will enjoy it. Anyways, we'll get back into it real quick before I go to the next caller. The borax that we were talking about with Kevin prior to the break, you can actually mix it in water and put it on each of the plants. So going to be a little harder. He's got like 2,500 or 3,000 extra garlic, all those things. They're actually saying use 1 tablespoon per 100 square feet of soil. So use it that way. So you're not going to need a lot. But again, what I would do is kind of see, depending upon how much there is, your soil sample will tell you that. So definitely take a look at that soil sample and then compare to that. How much do you really need to move it up? And you can figure it out from there. I know we do have another call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Good morning, Bob. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Good morning. I'm not a hockey fan, so that's okay. Listen, last week you were on the air talking with somebody from Natural Alternatives.
Yep.
About using their fertilizer as an inoculate.
And I
Now, they didn't mention, or neither did you, is that what the ratio of substance is to water to make up inoculate. That's one question I like. And the other thing is, why is it that the seed-starting soils are so difficult to get wet?
Okay. That's a good question on the second one. So the first one, with the using protolyzer as a like inoculant, you can use it. It's not like said right on a package or anything along those lines that that's what it is. I would need to look up a little bit more detail, and I can do that while we're talking in regards to the soil seed starter getting so hard to actually get wet. It is a soilless mix. That's one of the things about it. Is it. So it's not like dirt. It's not heavy compost or anything along those lines. So that's what it is. So you almost need more water than you expect by any means. What you should really look at doing is, say you get a small bag of it, 8-ounce bag or 8-quart bag, get in like a 5-gallon bucket and let some water sit in there, kind of mix it up and let it soak up. It's going to take some time, really, for it to absorb because it's soilless. Even though you see soil in there, it's not like a heavy-duty soil that you would find in the lawn. So that's what takes the issue there.
Okay, I understand. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yep, because after I transplanted some plants yesterday, I decided to water them, and then the water just sits on the top of the soil. I'm saying, what's the story here? Then I started mixing more potting soil with it, and it dissipated faster.
In general, what I like to do anytime I'm using like a starter soil of any sorts, I like to soak it first and get as much of that moisture into the soil as possible because I know it's going to take some time. I just remember when the family had a garden center up in Maine there, we would have a table in the back, a big potting bench that had a metal bottom and up on the sides. And you would put in, that big bale of, the Pro Mix. There we go. And you would just add water and keep adding water to get it there and always get it soaked first.
Before
you did it, because it's just so hard on some of those to do.
Because now, does that answer the situation where you say you've offered many times to people to soak your soil before you put seeds in it?
Exactly.
I got you covered. Okay,
that's the reason, because as you know, if you were to water a dry soil and the seed was in the soil, you water it, it might just float to the top, or it gets pushed all the way to the bottom. So that's what we kind of worry about in between there.
I got you covered. I can visualize that there. Yep.
Okay, so let's get into the protolyzer a little bit here. So it can be used for a lot of different things, as we know. What I would do is use... If we're putting it in water, to sit into water, I'm basing all of my numbers off of 1 gallon of water, right?
Okay, sure.
So if you were to put seeds into a tray of soil, you would use a small, like, half-ounce package of the protolyzer and put it in 1 gallon of water. And mix it and then use it that way.
I got you. Okay.
So what I would almost look to do, because if you're looking to use it as inoculant, you're going to put the seeds in there and kind of let them sit, right? You're not going to, this isn't one where you're just going to put them in for a second. Like, you're not dipping them into a solution, right? So I might look at it as use the same rate, but maybe at like a 5-gallon bucket.
Okay. Okay.
Because you're going to let the protolyzer sit in there and the seeds sit in there a little bit. So you don't want it to be too much. Not that you can put too much of the protolyzer, but I just, I like to be better safe than sorry on some of these things.
I see.
Because it can be used as well. Like, say you're transplanting, like you said you were. You could do a 1-gallon... watering can or 1-gallon bucket, put that 1/2-ounce packet into that water, and then you could actually dip the root ball or the soil into that bucket and let it, just kind of let it sit for a couple minutes, and then use that as like your transplant shock to help it with the transplant shock, like the mycorrhizae type. So that's kind of where I would look at doing it, just based on the knowledge that I have and knowing, it is an organic product, so it's not going to do like that burning that you'd be worried about.
Sure.
So,
Chris, because I know last season it was difficult to locate that inoculate that was on the market, because everybody and his uncle was buying it, and then the next thing everybody was out, and then someone decided to turn the switch back on and make some more of it, and that came later in the season. So,
exactly.
That's a good thought. Listen, if I have you a moment, another moment, and that is planting strawberry plants, how deep does the plant need? Because I'm thinking about putting them into a window box.
Well, so they're not putting their root system very deep. They're not like some of those that have like a feeder root that goes straight down. I think I'd have no problem with you putting them in window boxes. Putting them in there. It's just a regular size window box. If you can get something that's maybe 6-8 inches deep, great.
Okay.
I wouldn't go something that's like thin. I'd go try to get like 6-8 inches deep, and you could be very successful, I think.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much. Have a great day and stay safe.
Thanks, you too, Bob. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I believe we have open phone lines, so definitely give us a call, and we'll do what we can to help you out. Excuse me. We do have couple calls on the lines, we're going to get into those. Nathan, who's up next?
Elaney is in Tewksbury.
Elaney, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I love your program.
Thank you.
And my question is, I have a big tree outside my window, and it's full of white, beautiful flowers. Would you know the name of it?
Now, is it, are the flowers like big petals or are they smaller petals?
I think they're big.
So right now there are some magnolias that are in bloom, the white like star magnolias, a lot of the flowering pear trees are starting to fruit right now. Is it like a clump form, or is it a single stem?
No, it's like a clump.
So I would think, because I was saw one, I was driving in my neighborhood last night, and I'm in the same area, and I saw a big magnolia that was in full bloom. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case for you. If the petals are like a... like an inch and a half to 2 inches around on it, that might be it. I wouldn't be surprised if that is just, I'm trying to think if there's much else, but I've seen a lot of pear trees and a lot of magnolias in full bloom right now.
Well, you know, I thought magnolias were only in, like, Virginia, the South.
Well, so there are different styles of them that have it, but... So I'm just in Lowell, so I'm right near you, and down the street from me, I saw a magnolia that had to have been about 15 feet tall that was in full white bloom. So I think that's what you're seeing.
Oh, okay. It's gorgeous. So thank you so much, and have a great spring.
You and as summer. Well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Linda is in St. Charles, Illinois.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Good morning. It's good about morning. It's about 6:25 here. in the morning. Right. I have a couple of short questions. I had a birthday this week. And
awesome.
Some
happy
friends,
birthday.
Thank you. I'm 39. I will always be 39. I received a beautiful miniature rose plant, and everybody's telling me to plant it outside. It's miniature. I guess my question is, will there be any damage to it? I'm concerned about maybe squirrels or rabbits. I have a lot of them. And would they be attracted to it? And if so, what should I do?
Okay. So with that, the rabbits definitely will probably be attracted to it. They're attracted to anything right now. And with, more and more people who've been at home and there's not as many vehicles on the road, you're seeing a lot more wildlife because they can be more adventurous. They're not worrying about things. So you're seeing it everywhere. Rabbits are everywhere. And there's a product out there called Rabbit Scram. Okay, it's one of the best products out there. I know a number of people who have used it and have had tons of success with it. So this is the thing about it is this is a granular form that you create a barrier around your plants in the area. A lot of repellents, when it rains, you need to reapply.
Right.
This one, when it rains or gets watered in, it actually becomes more potent. It's a dried blood, but it's from a bovine that will, when it gets that smell, it scares rabbits away from the area. It's one that'll last up to 30 to 45 days, but it's definitely worth it. What I want you to do, Linda, hang tight with me. I know you had a couple questions, so I want to bring you back onto the other side of the break. I'm going to hit the break, and I don't want to just cut us off mid-sentence. So we're going to take a break. Our phone number, 855-660-4261.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Russian forces besieging the southern Ukrainian city of Mariupol have called on the city's defenders to surrender. Moscow claimed Saturday that its forces had captured the majority of the city's urban center and have reportedly told Ukrainian troops that their lives would be spared if they put down their arms. And there's been no indication from Ukrainian fighters that they have any intention of surrendering. And Finland and Sweden announced this week that each would decide whether to join NATO in the next few weeks, prompting threats from Russia. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo believes the countries will end up as NATO members. He tells Fox News that the current situation in Europe has clearly changed their perspective.
I think they can see that being in the mushy middle, being in some place as Ukraine was, where it wasn't clear if the guarantees that had been made as part of the commitments of 94, the Budapest Memorandum, if they'd be real or not, I think those two countries can see that they are better to be with this powerful entity.
This is USA Radio News. 12 people were injured Saturday in a shooting at a Columbia, South Carolina mall. 10 people were treated for gunshot wounds, with 8 victims hospitalized, 2 of them in critical condition. Police say the victims ranged from 15 to 73 years old. Columbia Police Chief W.H. Skip Holbrook says authorities have so far detained 3 people.
What we know is at least 3 people were seen with firearms inside the mall, and at least one person fired a weapon. That could change.
And during the opening ceremonies of this year's Invictus Games, Prince Harry took a moment to honor the Ukrainian team in the wake of the Russian invasion of their country. The Duke of Sussex addressed the bravery of the Ukrainian forces, saying Saturday that the world stands with them and that he hopes their participation is an opportunity to tell the truth about what's happening in their country. The Invictus Games is an international sports competition for wounded veterans and military personnel that was founded by Prince Harry in 2014. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Linda, and she had a couple questions, and I didn't want her to get cut off all of a sudden, so we are back. So, Linda, you had some other questions as well?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Who makes the rabbit cram product?
It's called Rabbit Scram.
Oh, Scram, okay.
Yep. Let me look up the name of it. I think it's called, like, Elite.
Okay, I can do that. Also, somebody had told me that I should wait until all the roses bloom before I plant it. And I'm along that line is I'm concerned about, even though it's been beautiful here, I'm concerned about possible frost, too.
Yeah, so I would be looking at... I'd be looking at if they're blooming right now, maybe
yes,
getting...
Yes, they are, but there's a lot that haven't.
Okay. So I'd be looking to bring them outside, but not plant them yet.
Okay.
Look at the weather, right, and kind of just go from there and see, all right, it's going to be cold for a while. You know, in Illinois, I'd have to look at, what zone are you? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yeah, 60174, zone 5.
Okay, so you're kind of at the same level as us here in New England where I am. So you're going to actually, your last frost is probably towards the end of May. If anything, if you're worried about, you know, those plants, if you planted them having an issue, what I would do is maybe get some like straw or hay or something along those lines, and maybe placing it around the around them so that it can actually protect them if it gets too cold at night. You know, or during the day, bring them outside during the day, and at night, if it's going to be real bad, if it's going to be like really, really cold, bring them in, or just try to get them acclimated to the outside. And that just takes a little bit of time, you know, bringing them outside during the day, bringing them in at night. That's what I would look to be doing.
Very good. I didn't think about that. That's a good idea. They are indoor, outdoor, but
yep.
Someone had told me that they won't bloom again unless I plant them. So.
Yeah, most likely some of those miniature roses, what happens is they just, they need to be in the ground. They're forced for an early season and pushed to bloom like that. So that could be, you know, the reason why they're not showing those blooms again. So that's why going outside, putting it in the ground once the last frost and getting it established would be more successful for you.
The end of May.
Yes, that's what I'd be looking at. But you can, like I said, bring them in and out during the day so you're not, so you can get them acclimated to outside a little bit.
Maybe put them on a high table so the rabbits won't get them or something.
I would, yeah, something along those lines, definitely.
Yeah. On my porch. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. One real quick one, though.
Sure.
I had also gotten some cut flowers. Do I need to cut them down? They fit perfectly in the vase, but I...
So whenever you get a cut flower, it's always good to give them a fresh cut and then put them in water, because you don't know how long they've been, you know, you'll know how long they are sitting outside, but at the same time... It could be they could have started to seal back up. And so putting that fresh cut will allow them to start absorbing the water a little bit quicker.
Helps them breathe a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you. I really enjoy your show. I used to listen when your dad had it, and I really appreciate you being on the air. And thank you very much.
No problem.
Have
you have a
great day.
You as well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Rob is in Linfield, Massachusetts.
Rob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. And I echo the previous caller's comments. Long-time listener, and you do a great job. Thanks for devoting your time. You're very helpful.
Thank you.
Also, congratulations to you, Mass.
National
Hockey. We, all my four kids that went to UMass, we watched the game last night, still have a junior, and it was a great game to watch. So,
yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Question for you. I reseeded part of my yard last year, got some loam and some topsoil and used natural alternatives fertilizer, and it came up pretty nice, but I wanted to do some overseeding as well as part of that, kind of level out some areas that aren't quite level. And I was wondering, when I do that, should I add maybe kind of a soil compost mix to the seed? You know, any suggestions on, what to put down, if anything, as well as the fertilizer?
Yeah, so organic matter in the lawn is huge. It helps everything else kind of flow the right way. So, you know, if you're looking to... add some more seed down. What I almost would recommend is using some sort of like compost as a top dressing on some of the areas and allowing some of that organic matter to get in. If what that organic matter is, it helps the nutrients in there, kind of really reach to the next level and helps the, when you're fertilizing, having it helps the seed and the roots really absorb it. So I might use like a compost as a top dressing. It doesn't have to be like cow manure. It can be a leaf type compost. It could be, they have different soils out there. Like a Fafford has a planting mix, right? That might be nice to put over. It's got humus. It's got some peat moss mixed in and some soil. That might be good to put down. Then put the seed on top of it, But this would be definitely a good time to be doing it. It's starting to warm up. The soil is warm. Anything you can add organically is a huge benefit to the lawn itself.
So just add that organic matter and just kind of drop the seeds on top of that?
Exactly. So what I would do is clean up the yard, right? Clean up the area, get rid of any of the, maybe some of the thatch that's left over, clean it up, get those bare patches kind of out there. And then, you know, you could just take, take the bag and take like a cup and kind of just sprinkle it all over the yard as like a top dressing. And then from there, put the seed on top of it, water it in. A lot of it will just kind of absorb into there. But organic matter is one of the things that we kind of forget about when we talk. You know, I talk a lot about soil samples and all the things. I talk about pH. I talk about the nutrients. But organic matter is huge for a lawn to really be, to allow those nutrients to be available more readily.
Right. Exactly. Thank you. And then I think it was last week Victoria was talking about in terms of the fertilizer. I think they had something where it was a combination of crabgrass preventer, but also it helps the new seed germinate.
Yeah, they have a product called Inhibitor. I'm going to pull it up here at the same time we're talking. So it's a crabgrass control. I'm not sure. So this one isn't one for newly seeded, so if you're seeding. This one is one if you were to just get a crabgrass control. There are products out there. Jonathan Green has a product. It's a starter fertilizer with crabgrass preventer. You'll notice it at a local store because it'll be, you'll look at the crabgrass preventer for like $5,000. It'll say like $19 or $25. And then you'll look at this crabgrass control and it'll be anywhere from $55 to like $65 because it knows the difference between a crabgrass seed and a grass seed that you're trying to do. There's a number of styles out there. I use Jonathan Green because I know it and I see it. You could also, Greenview has one. I'm not sure if it's out this year. It's a green and white bag. Scotts has one. They might call it like their Step 1A. It's an alternative. Okay. But that would be one if you're worried about crabgrass to be putting down. It is a synthetic, but if you're worried about it, that's the way to go.
Well, if I put down some loam and topsoil mix from the local nursery, so the soil is, good and brand new, do you think I need to do the crabgrass or just wait to see if it appears?
Have you had crabgrass issues in the past?
The lawn hasn't really been maintained over the years, so there's, I'm kind of doing it section by section, so there's other parts of the yard that definitely has it.
I mean, I might think about it just as a protection for all the other areas. You're in Linfield. Are you getting it right up the street from you, the soil?
Yep.
Okay. If it's where I think it is, I know their soil, their loom is really good, screened very well. I know there's not a lot of weed seeds in it by any means, but with any time that you have a loom, you can't treat it. You can't just, like, put something in it because you're trying to sell a natural product. So I know there's not a lot of weeds seen in it, but at the same time, I know that nothing can be treated. So I'm kind of like in between. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably makes sense to just be safe and put it down there.
Especially if you really want to get it established and get it going, that's probably the best way because long term, you won't need to use this product as much. Or a crabgrass preventer, because if you're establishing that lawn, getting grass really thick in there, weeds aren't going to have anywhere to grow. So long term, you won't need to use it. You'll just need to fertilize and get on like that five applications that Natural Alternative has.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Great.
Awesome.
Well, thank you very much. You're always very helpful, Patrick. Thanks again.
All right, Rob, have a great one. And a UMass alum as well, let's go UMass. It's awesome. Awesome to see last night. So
the game was never in question. It was, what a couple pretty goals they had, huh?
Oof. One of the nicest goals I've ever seen shorthanded, just going to say.
For sure. All right, thanks. Have a great rest of the weekend.
You too, Rob. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. In about 15, 20 minutes, Tim from ProTrust Products is going to be joining us to give us some great information about their products. So really stay tuned for that, and we can definitely help you out. Nathan, we got some calls on the line?
Yeah, real quickly introduce this one, but it's Nishan in New Hampshire.
All right, Nishan, we're going to go to a break in less than a minute, but I wanted to bring you on, introduce you, and maybe you can give us some of your question.
Okay, Patrick, thank you, long-time listener. I bought a fig tree 7 years ago. It came with spider mites on it, did not survive. I nurtured it. Finally, it died, and the trunk went dry completely. I cut it, but kept the roots in. Next year, from the roots started coming sprouts, and now I have a 4 foot tall, 5 foot around fig tree that I've been nurturing for the last 4 years and not getting any fruits from it, only leaves.
Okay, so when we get back, I'm going to give you some information on what to do on that fig tree. So we are going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with a new easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, before the break, we were talking with Machine in regards to a fig tree that he has been nurturing back.
Yes.
You were nurturing this fig tree back, basically from the dead, if you will. And it's gotten there. It's gotten 4 feet for you. Or it's gotten a good size to you. It's been 4 years, but it's not fruiting. Now, there's a couple things that could be the reason. So, one of them, you've already told me it's been over 4 years. Most fig trees will not fruit until they reach at least 2 years old, but can take some trees up to 6 years to reach the right maturity. So you're kind of on the in-between, right, with that one.
But the tree was 6 feet tall and was a mature tree when I got it.
Yep.
And last year I bought a two-foot-long fig tree, and I got some fruits out of it, and now I got 30 plus figs on it already.
Yep.
That's a 2-year-old tree compared to a 7-year-old tree.
Are they the same?
The main trunk died, and I've got sprouts that came from the side on the ground.
Yep. Now, so the part of this could be is you've a tree like that went into complete shock and just rejuvenated itself from a seed or something along those lines and popped up. That being said, it's restarted. Now, are they the same style fig?
Well, Well, the first one, I never got figs out of it. The second one, it's regular fig that you buy in the store.
Okay, so I'm just wondering, because sometimes if they're two different styles, that could affect when they go as well. So the other thing that could be happening is, what are you using for a fertilizer?
Store-bought fertilizer, I can't remember the name, and then I do hydroponics, so I've given it some of the hydroponic fluid.
Okay, so fig trees don't like nitrogen, and sometimes if there's too much nitrogen, it forces them not to fruit and okay. not produce that way. So last year when you bought the new one, it was already developing the fig, so it didn't have that. But with something along these lines where you've had for 4 years, you've rejuvenated, fertilized it, take a look at the nitrogen content and try to do more of a phosphorus content to it. So that would be the middle number in the fertilizer. Try to give it a heavier dose of that, like a super phosphate or a triple phosphate instead of nitrogen.
Right. And I did that last year, and the tree's doing well, a lot of leaves, but no fruit. I'm thinking about taking some branches from the new tree and grafting them. What's your thought about that?
You could. If you can do the grafting, I mean, that's going to help it. You're going to bring something from else. Make sure you it seems like you know what you're doing when it comes to that. Get them fused in, and it can push it, but it's not, the grafting, as you know, doesn't always come out there completely work. It might start shooting, have shoots coming out the side where the graft is from the old plant. You just got to be, look at it. Just remember the watering aspect of it for the season. But I think you know all of those things. I would look more at the nitrogen levels and see what you can do to fix that. And go with like a more phosphorus during the season, during the whole season, not just at the beginning of the season. Look through, when you're fertilizing during the season, say you're using a liquid food, look for something that has a heavier middle number, like a bloom booster or a blossom booster, any of those to fertilize the fig.
Right. Great. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You as well. Bye-bye. All right. So, we're about less than a minute from a break here. On the other side of the break, we're gonna talk with Tim from Pro Trust Products. He's gonna give us some great information about their products. I've said it a number of times. They're the company that some of their fertilizers will last 14 weeks in the soil versus a 4 to 6 or 6 to 8 weeks. So if you look at that 4 to 6, I mean, that's 3.5 times the amount of a regular fertilizer. So great product. We're going to learn more about it on the other side of the break. Until then, we're going to take that break, and we'll be on for about a half hour. So give us a call after that. We'll be helping you out with your gardening questions.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.